Well, Salmon and Chi-Chi. When I was in my early 20s at university, I wrote a musical about a strip club called DIY the Musical. And it was on in Bristol, and then some producers took it up for a month at the Edinburgh Fringe. Very exciting. And I was in this musical as well in Edinburgh. I was meant to only be the writer-director, but someone dropped out last minute, meaning I suddenly had to be in it. But it turned out real fun, you know, wearing these skimpy little rubber red shorts every day. And at the same time that summer, it was August 1997, coincidentally, a big film came out in the UK about a group of men that turned into male strippers last minute. You know, it was called The Full Monty. And it's a famous song by Tom Jones, You Can Leave Your Hat On, which was basically the plot of this musical, the musical that I'd written. And the male bouncers in this strip club became the strip group after the women decided they didn't want to do it anymore. They didn't want to be demeaned anymore, like some of the strip clubs around where I live, where a pint glass goes round and everyone puts a pound coin in the, not that strip clubs exist anymore after coronavirus. It's gonna be a while, isn't it, before it's the last thing to come back. I feel for the strippers. I feel for them bad. So anyway, zeitgeist, right? Cool. And suddenly we had a lot of press interest. And we were called up by this tabloid newspaper. I won't name which one, but you can guess which one it was. If you live in the UK. The Rag. I mean, they're all the same, right? They're the lowest of the low, you know? They just want to print stories about scandal, made up shit, or pictures of tits. Well, you don't get tits anymore, do you? That's one thing they've cleared up. For 20 or 30 years in this country, maybe more, we just had a picture of tits in the tabloids, just tits. It's just like, I can't believe that. Oh, Jesus. I think one point there was a countdown of someone being, it was like a 15-year-old who, like, in a bra and a Jesus. And then on her 16th birthday, we got to see her tits. What the fuck? What the fuck? It's just like, yeah, I think morality's got lower now, but that was a point. Made up shit and tits. Anyway, I can't talk. I'd written a musical about a strip club, hadn't I? Because I thought, you know, it would be popular. I thought, oh, if we perform this on the Royal Mile in Edinburgh as a preview, you know, people will walk past and think, oh, a group of 20-year-olds stripping, I'll go and watch that. Maybe they look 15, they're about to become 16 on their 16th birthday. I'll go and watch that. You know, when nothing could be further from the truth, from reality. Now I'm in my 40s. If a group of students were saying, come and see my stripping musical, I'd be like, oh, fuck off. Who do you think you are? You kids, stripping holds no more appeal than going down the swimming baths and watching the shitty kids gob water over each other. However, as I say, Full Monty was out. There was some excitement. And this tabloid journalist called me up and said he wanted to talk to one of the strippers. That was the angle. So they were going to call the person who had dropped out. So instead, I had to do it. You know, I had to talk to them. And the producer said to me, right at the last minute, they're just about to call you now, but don't give your real name. I don't want it to be like they're talking to the writer, director. That isn't the angle they want. They just want to talk to the male strippers about how they feel about getting naked, you know, like the Full Monty cast. So just make up a name, right? And then the phone rang. So I had about 8 seconds to make up a name. It's hard. Make up a name right now. Bill Hovercraft. Anyway, in 8 seconds, genuinely, the name I came up with, Chris Packett. Chris Packett. What the fuck? Chris Packett. And this tabloid journalist said, is that really your name, Chris Packett? And I said, yes. And because they're stupid and don't want to actually investigate anything and just show tits, they just believe me. And then this journalist said, actually, I'm meant to ask you, you know, all these questions about how you feel being in this musical and comparing it to the Full Monty. But I haven't really got time. I haven't really got time. I'm just going out to lunch, probably a strip club. He said, I haven't got time. Do you mind, Chris Packett? Do you mind, Chris, if I just make up the whole thing? Make up what you said. And I was like, yeah, fine. And that's exactly what he did. Chris Packett had his say that day. And just like all tabloid journalism, it was all made up and meaningless bollocks. Which was basically the musical, Meaningless Bollocks. Literally. Let's have a look at some meaningless bollocks. That's university students for you. Lots of love to you all.